Hallelujah.
Here we are. Here we are to worship, to thank God for the blessings and to recognize him as a friend who's always here with us, always watching out for us, always seeing us through our situation. Here we are to worship. Brother John, I think my mic's a little high. Maybe if I move these, maybe that'll help. Okay, no echo. A little earlier, the scripture was read from 3 John. I'm going to read a portion of that again. The first chapter of 1 John, there is only one chapter, verses 3 and 4. And here, though we realize that John was talking about his spiritual children, not his actual children, somehow it fits so appropriately because the way he feels about those spiritual children is the way we all feel about our children. Amen. So I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. Listen, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. I want to speak with you a little while. The blessing of our children.
Amen.
The blessing of our children. Our children are a blessing to us. Our children are a blessing to us. You know, as we come to this Thanksgiving, anytime we think about the goodness of the Lord, we look at all the beautiful things that he does for us. We thank him for the joy that he puts in our lives. We thank him for the trials that we come through, that he brings us through. We thank God that he lets us know that he's going to be there with us and for us through all situations. We have so many reasons to thank the Lord. Reverend Smith said a little while ago, if we look back over the year, we can't even find a day when we couldn't look and see that the Lord was blessing us. So somehow we set aside this day when we come together and say, thank you, Lord, for the way you've treated me and brought me through. The pilgrims, when they came together for the Thanksgiving, they were looking at the fact that the food was provided and everything was working so well. And God had blessed them even out in what had been a wilderness. They found themselves having joy and the Lord did so many things for them. And they just wanted to stop and praise the Lord and thank him. Amen. For all that he has done. Reverend Polk, if you'd ask him, he'd say every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Yes, he sings that often. And I think all of us recognize that. God just blesses us, continues to bless us. And as we look at our blessings, I had mentioned earlier in the month that this was going to be a month when we talked a lot about the children and the things and how special they are. What about our children and how blessed we are because of our children? Now, all of us don't have children who are actually our children, but somehow if we look around the people, the children who are in the church, some of us who are a little older look at them and consider them to be our children. And we're blessed. We're blessed of all the blessings that we have. One that we have to count and take seriously is the blessing. I say take seriously for a reason. Take seriously is that we have children, that God has blessed us with the children. Think about the fact that when we look back in the scriptures, we find so many women who were barren and weren't able to have children, but then God blessed them. And somehow that was the highlight of their life when God gave them a child. We look and see that somehow they wanted children but weren't able to get them. But when they got them, they recognized how blessed they were. Yeah. And they thanked the Lord for them. But you know, along with the blessing of having the children comes another part. It's the blessing that comes, but also the responsibility that comes along with the children. Somehow, if we get the children, and the children are now for us to oversee, and I say it's not just those who have the children, but we as a congregation, all the children that are here, we have to count them as ours. And when somebody here among us has a child, we recognize that somehow that's another child who's a part of our spiritual family, if you will. Somehow we need to recognize that somehow we got the joy, and we also have the responsibility. There's some responsibility that goes along with having a child. And so some responsibility goes along with having the children who are part of the church. We as a church, certainly we know as a church, one of the things that we need to go out and tell the world about the Lord and let them know who Jesus is. Make them recognize that he died for all of them. We go out and tell the world. That's who we are. We're the church. We have a responsibility for making the world know who God is and let the world know that Jesus died for us. And let those who are on the outside who haven't given themselves to God, give them the knowledge and the understanding that they need to come and let the Lord know who they because they know who the Lord is and give themselves over to that Lord who has shown them so much. Somehow we are the church, and we need to not just go out to the world, but what about the children? Those who are part of our church. Now, I know that all of us can't say we gave birth to the children. The mothers who did, they've gone through some pain perhaps during that process. But you know what, mothers? The pain didn't stop when you gave birth. Somehow there's still some pain every now and then. Because somehow even the best kids seem to show out every now and then. There's some things that cause you to say, I love that child, but... And you realize that God blessed you with them. But along with being able to let them know what's right and what's wrong, somehow you've got to be able to help them to walk in the way that's right and help them to go the way that the Lord would have them to go. So we have a responsibility as parents. We haven't gone through the pain that the mom did necessarily. But somehow all of us have to go through recognizing we have the responsibility to help that child to grow closer to the Lord. Somehow as the children grow stronger in the Lord and come closer to the Lord, we find joy just like John did. When we can say, I'm so glad to know that my child has recognized who the Lord is. I'm so glad that they're walking in the path where the Lord would have them to go. I'm so glad that they've accepted Jesus Christ and recognize him as somebody who shows them love on a day-to-day basis. Somehow we need to let our children know how we've been blessed and let them know that they can be blessed by the same God of the universe that we have. We've got a lot of teaching to do. We got a lot of things that we need to do to help our children to recognize how important it is that they get to know and have a relationship with the God of the universe. He loves them already, and he's watching out for them already, but the children need to realize that they have some responsibility, if you will, to get connected with the Lord, and we as parents have to be those who connect them with the Lord. We need to let them know. We need to teach them. We need to bring them to the church. We need to talk about the Lord. We need to read scriptures to them. When they're going through things, we need to make sure that they realize that they need to get in touch with the Lord even during their problems. We need to testify to them about the things the Lord has brought us through already. We need to let them know that the God who touched us and brought us through is there to bring them through as well. Somehow, the more we look at it, the more we realize we've got an awesome responsibility. Those young people that God has blessed us with, we need to bless them with the knowledge of who God is. And somehow the more they grow and the closer they come to the Lord, the better it makes our hearts feel. That's some joy we have in having the children come and be a part of us in the first place. But great joy comes when we can say that they're walking in truth, that they're coming closer to the Lord. We have a responsibility, church. We have a responsibility for all the children that are a part of us. We have a responsibility to help them to know God and recognize how they need to be a part of what God would have them to be. Walk the way God would have them to walk. Live as God would have them to live. Great responsibility. We're thankful. We come to this Thanksgiving. We can't help but say, thank you, Lord, for the children that are a part of us. Each of us, as we look back over our lives and as we look back and see when God blessed us with the children, we can see that right off we recognized that responsibility. And somehow, if we look and see that our parents did the same thing for us, we'll recognize how important it is that somebody let you know who the Lord is. Certainly you find out more about him in the church. And Sunday schools, all those wonderful things. But don't think that you can get it all by sending your kid off to Sunday school or sending them off to church. Somehow you need to be a part of teaching your young the children who God is and how important he is to our lives. I look back and I think about how my mother used to carry me to church with her. And I thought, oh no, Sunday morning I got to go. But eventually, as the services went on, I got to know some of the songs, and I enjoyed singing in church. I enjoyed being a part of the service. But when she got me started, I didn't want to be there. But after I'd been there for a while, I realized this is not a bad place to be on Sunday morning. And I don't mind praising the Lord, and I don't mind getting up and singing. But my mother had to get me started. I can't help but think, as she looked back, as she looks upon me, she says, I'm so glad that I led him in the right way. And he's walking with the Lord now. Many of us can say, if we look, many of our parents may be gone. But we look now, and we can't help but think how blessed they felt when they recognized that we recognize who God is, that we knew and we were walking the way that they would have, that the Lord would have us to go. How parents feel, how good it is when you can look and say, my child, the one that I walked with, my child, the one that I used to have to hug and comfort all, that my child knows who the Lord is. My child, he used to come to me with all his problems, but now he goes to the Lord about it. My child knows who the Lord is and has come to love the Lord. Somehow John was saying, I just feel real good knowing how you're walking. I can't be with you right now, but I feel real good that somehow the things that I taught you and the things that I said to you, somehow I'm just glad to know that you, the children, are knowing who God is and are walking with the Lord. Feels good to know that I did what I needed to do and said what I needed to say. All of us need to sort of have that feeling and that desire for our children. We want our children to be able to walk without holding on to our hand. We'll hold their hands while we need to, but we need to get to the point where we know that they're holding on to the unchanging hand of God. We need to teach them and let them know God is good, and the way he's treated me and the way he's blessed me, he'll bless you as well. Somehow I get joy in knowing that the Kim knows who God is. I have joy in knowing that Charles knows that he can call on the Lord anytime and he'll be right there for him. Somehow it's good to know that you let the children know who your God is, and they've come to recognize him as their God. James, John said, I just feel good about this. I have joy just in knowing that the way you're walking is the way the Lord would have you to walk. You want to have that joy. We need to hold on to our children. Sometimes our children may get a little active, if you will, and may not want to sit in church like I didn't want to when it was early in life. They don't feel like they need to be there because there's so many other things they could do on a Sunday morning. But then they get to the point where they feel and recognize who God is. And when they do, you can't help but have joy in your heart. I can't help but feel that when my mother found out that I was really accepting the Lord, it just filled her up. My dad felt real good about me accepting my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I feel real good about knowing that my children know who God is. And the more they learn about him, the more I know they're going to pass it on to somebody else. I said, I wish I had some grandchildren. I really don't. Oh, Kim, that's okay. I don't know why I went there. But God has blessed us. When we come to Thanksgiving, one of the things that we really have to be thankful for is the children that God has placed in our lives. We rejoice because of the children. But we need to also recognize the responsibility that we have to raise them up the way God would have them to be raised. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you have to pull them. Sometimes you have to push them. Sometimes it may seem really difficult, but the results is amazing. It's beautiful. You were blessed when they came into the world. You were really blessed when they come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Something special. Something special about the children. Thank God. And when we come to Thanksgiving, we can't help but thank God for our children. Amen. Thank them for where they are, for what they're doing. Thank them for being a part of our lives. But somehow with that love comes a responsibility to help them to get to where they know the Lord. James. I keep saying James. Why is that? John said it. John just felt so good. And that this is the last book, the last epistle that he wrote, not counting Revelation. And somehow when he said all those things, he would say, I just feel good about the way my children are walking. I feel good to know that what I taught them, the way I brought them, the way I led them, now they're out there and I don't need to worry about them. I don't need to worry about where they are or what they're doing, because I know that they've got the Lord with them. That's all we can do. Amen. Sounds like a little, but it's important, very important, that when we let go of their hands, we know that they're holding on to the God of the universe. We need to raise up our children so that they walk according to God's will. Let us talk to God. Our Father and our loving God, we love you so much, Father. We have so many things to thank you for. We look back over this year, look back over this week, look back over today, and we can see that you've been blessing us. And we thank you for the blessings. And Father, as we look at the blessings, somehow I, and I'm sure many who are here, are feeling what I feel, that there are some young people who you put in our lives, some children who look to us, and somehow by looking to us, they're watching the way we walk and listening to the things that we say. Help us to walk, Father, and let us speak the things that will help them to grow closer to you. Father, we know that we are blessed by having them to be a part of our lives, but we find that we have a responsibility that's awesome. Somehow, Father, as we look at the responsibility for getting them to know you, helping them to get close to you, we know eventually you're going to embrace them and they're going to feel your presence and they're going to know you so, so well. But Father, we need to hold on to them and lead them so that they hold on to your unchanging hand. Father, we feel blessed because you've given us the children. We feel challenged because somehow in this world, it's so hard right now to keep them off of the path where Satan would have them to go. We feel responsible, Father, to hold them close and to bring them along a path you would have them to go. We know Satan is going to work on them. Satan is going to cause all kinds of situations that cause them to move away from you. But, Father, we ask that somehow they'll hold on to your hand, because we let them know that holding on to your hand will bring them blessings, bring them peace, bring them joy through every situation that they face. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the children. Thank you, Father, for Jesus Christ, who's made our lives a beautiful life by knowing we have a place in glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the children, but also thank God for the responsibility that's been put on us. Thank God for the parents who led us in the way we ought to go. But thank God for letting us know that our young people have heard us and are starting to move in the way you would have us to go. My Lord. Okay. There may be somebody here who on this day, perhaps some of the young people, somebody who on this day has decided that they want to give themselves over to Jesus. Maybe it's because a while back somebody introduced you to the Lord. Or perhaps it's just a message that you heard recently that makes you know how real he is and you want to make him a part of your life. Is there someone who wants to say yes to the Lord today? Somebody who wants to become a part of this household of faith. He loves you so much. He's been waiting for you all of your life. He's been waiting for you to say yes. He's been waiting for you to give yourself over to him. Is there somebody who wants to give themselves over on this day? He loves you. He's waiting for you. He died on a cross to pay for any sin that you've ever committed. He died on a cross so you don't have to worry about burning in hell. He died on a cross. All you have to do is say yes to him. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Accept that salvation. Is there someone who wants to say yes? My Lord. My Lord. Or maybe there's someone who's already said yes to the Lord. But somehow you're not in the place where you said yes. And all the commitments you made to the things that you would do for the Lord, you haven't been able to meet those commitments because you're not where you made them. Well, you can meet them right here. You can Support us here. Help us here to become more of what God would have us to be by the gifts and talents that he's given to you. Is there somebody who wants to say yes to the Lord today?